chattering nightlife of Sao Paulo. Just been out across the city in a helicopter. You may think that a curious thing to do at night in the middle of the largest city on Earth, or one of. But that's actually what about 500 businessmen do anyway. We decided to commute with this guy who was an executive of a big media and technology company. He goes by helicopter for the 3 minutes to his home, which is out on the hills beyond the far edge of Sao Paulo, and says that he saves 50 minutes in rush hour by car. So that's what he does at each end of the day. And a rather spectacular view of this very tangled, matted city. Very, very difficult to get the measure of it, and it's incredibly difficult to get around. Partly because it's so big, and partly because there just is too much traffic here. Hence the helicopters, and hence no great nodding deference to the environment. Can I think of any city like this? The only one I can actually come up with is Tehran, because it's blocky and concretey. But unlike Tehran, there is less pollution because of the ethanol fuel, and there are actually more trees and more greenery. It's much greener. There's obviously a lot more rain. It's raining now, despite the fact that people are chattering around in the street behind me. Anyway, tomorrow, to the sugarcane plantations, to the ethanol-making factory. Could be interesting. It's all part of what we're doing to brew up for Copenhagen in a couple of weeks' time, looking at climate change from the south. Till tomorrow, boo.